Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
You know,
rehab.
We need them. We strategies need those strategies. So strategies for living. Welcome. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 KEO. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan with psychotherapist, PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. And look at here, what Lauren drug in the house.
You know, the door was locked. I pounded and pounded on it.
And she let you in finally.
Yeah,
huh?
I snuck in.
Well, you're going to have to figure out how that happens.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Yeah. Maybe it's the dog. Yeah, well, maybe it is the cat that let him
who
in.
Let the dogs
who let the dog in? Wow. Oh, man. Well, here's the deal. I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here.
And, there's a lot of things. This is a new week, new beginning.
Yes.
And there's probably some things that it would be healthy psychologically for us to talk about.
Yeah, I think so.
Speaking of psychologically, do you know the two attitudes that psychology says are the most damaging?
Most corrosive, damaging,
what you want to stay away from, what you want to be aware of in your life.
I got ideas, but why don't you tell me what you're thinking?
Arrogance.
Yeah.
And resentment.
Oh, resentments are huge.
And I think arrogance is huge.
That's huge, too.
I think that,
I go with that.
I think we have seen a lot of both of those play out.
In the collective ethos, the
psyche of the nation.
Yeah,
given recent events.
Yeah, I wonder what those are.
Which I think is good. It's up for grabs for us all to do some healing work around.
Sure, but we can't heal what we don't.
Right, exactly.
What we're not aware of. We can't heal what we don't acknowledge. And so, I thought today, new week, new beginning, that it would be good to focus on these two attributes. They're human. I mean, if we're human,
sure.
we can get resentful. If we're human, we can get arrogant.
It's part of the human experience.
It's part of our experience. However,
and sometimes we need to experience the opposite in order to know that we truly want the other.
True, but the deal is, we need to understand how damaging they can be.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about.
Let's fix the problem, Dave.
Let's
define it.
Let's at least give some strategies
for living.
Hey, folks! Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you being here with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible: the Robinson Film Center, and Isaiah Cleaners, and Pintail Roofing,
roof, roof.
And Learning RX, and the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitas Delicatessen, home of the Godfather. Alligator, Italian sausage. We'll be back in just a moment with strategies.
Jay and David will find a way to help you out most every day. They help us think healthy and make us smile too. They bring out the strategies just for you. Strategies for Living Radio. Strategies for Living
and
Radio.
Welcome into Strategies for Living Radio here on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Lauren Leon McMillan, Jay Merle, David McMillan. You just registered for your very last semester.
Yes, I did.
I know. To get your master's degree
Master
in counseling.
Master of Science in Counseling.
Isn't that exciting?
I'll be a PLPC.
I love it.
I won't be just like Lauren, but I'll have the same letters after my name.
There you go.
I'm very excited about that.
You should be. And it's just gone quicker than.
Seems that it did.
Yeah.
Attributed largely to this semester and then the one coming up, really kind of hitting it pretty hard.
Yeah.
And going to summer school, but still running a business, you know. I mean,
you have worked hard at this, Jay. Congratulations.
It keeps, you know.
Kudos.
Gets me up in the morning.
Yeah, I love it.
Because I'm a septuagenarian.
That's right.
And in human development, we learn that to keep your brain growing, you know, that's a little neuroplasticity thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Learning new stuff.
It's the ticket.
And then applying it occasionally.
Yep.
And sometimes well and sometimes not. But
well, that's okay. Just, you're struggling with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
it keeps you going.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Keeps you going. Yep. I'm really... David, one more time, I'm going to tell you, the reason that I came to this was because under your influence, I came to realize that I had another career in me.
Thank you.
And I'm very, very appreciative to you, David McMillan, for kind of turning that light on that I didn't know
there was
a bulb in it.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for following the path. And, I'm excited to see where it's going to unfold for you.
I will tell you that I had a really nice conversation with Father Jerry Daigle. You know, we had the 75th anniversary of St. Joseph Parish.
Yeah, yeah.
And this past Saturday, and it was packed. And I had a really nice visit with Father Daigle and told him what I was doing.
Yeah.
And we kind of got to talk, and I said, you know, Father, there might be some folks that come to you. And maybe I can help if he said, yeah, I'm trying to put a team together. So
fantastic.
We'll see how that goes.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So today I wanted to talk about, because, you know, we've all lived, this year has been an interesting year so far, and talk about the way time flies. I mean, I can't believe we're at the cusp of Thanksgiving now,
mm-hmm.
just around the corner. I mean, and then the Christmas holidays, and then first of the year after that. But to look back at this year, it's been an interesting year. It's been an eventful year. It's been a very, for some people, some more than others, it's been a very stress-filled year. So I thought that it would be a good topic today to talk about. From a psychological perspective, what are the attitudes that can be most damaging, most destructive?
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that some people say, well, that would be arrogance mm-hmm. and resentment.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
So let's start with the arrogance. How would we define psychologically, how would we define arrogance?
I would start with a fixed mindset.
Okay. What do you mean when you say fixed mindset?
Well, an arrogance to me implies that I know the way, I have the way, I have the answers, and that's it. That's
okay.
The
so
the
a
story.
Superiority, in
yes,
other words.
Yes.
Yeah.
Taken out to a psychological condition, and I'm not saying that's this extreme, but narcissistic personality disorder.
Yeah.
Could, yes.
Yeah, could be.
I mean,
if it's really bad,
mm-hmm.
Narcissism, thinking I'm the one.
Yep.
And it's my way or the highway, and really being condescending to people that don't have the same view.
I'm glad you're mentioning both of those, Jay, because I think one of the elements is also, and you mentioned, you know, we certainly hear a lot and we read a lot about narcissism today. Mm-hmm. It gets thrown around.
It's kind of like gaslighting. It gets misused a lot, mm-hmm. In its definition.
But at its essence, when we talk about that, what are we talking about? It's really a lack of empathy. Mm-hmm. It's really a lack of the ability to put yourself into the shoes
other person's shoes.
It's a very interesting disease or disorder, right? Because
right.
we think of it as a very self-centered disease or disorder. And yet, oftentimes, someone who qualifies at the level of narcissistic...
At the clinical level, the diagnostic level, they actually
have no idea who they are.
Right.
And so it's really not a true self-centered in that I know who I am and I'm really strong and who I am and this is it.
Right.
It's actually quite the opposite.
They're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they,
yeah.
they mask it.
They right.
Yeah.
I think there's also, when we talk about arrogance, there is the superiority. There's the lack of empathy that you guys have mentioned.
An ignorance.
Okay.
Involved.
Yeah. I think there may be an ignorance. You're bringing that up. Mm-hmm. But I think there's also a dismissiveness.
Yeah.
To mm-hmm. arrogance.
Condescension towards other people.
Yeah. It's like, I know better for you
mm-hmm. than you know for you.
Right. Yeah. And that's a very dismissive way of approaching the world.
It pushes people away for sure.
Yeah. So, okay, so if we're on the definition, if we're halfway right about the definition of arrogance, why? I mean, people may, once I ask this question, say, well, isn't it obvious? But you guys are the experts sitting at the table. Why is that so destructive? Why is that like acid, especially
sure,
eating away a relationship?
You can't build any kind of community.
Yeah.
If you have basically half the population, but in the most recent election, I think we could think of many instances where that was on display. And even after the election's over, some people that are.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Really grieving.
Yep.
And we maybe get into this more when we talk about resentments, but... there's some people that are really hurt, and I get it. And some of them are saying some things to people that they love.
Yeah.
That isn't real good.
Yeah. And I think that's happening on both sides, don't you?
Yep.
Gloating is ugly.
Yeah, yeah.
That can be a form of arrogance.
It is. Yeah. It totally is. I'll go with that.
Yeah.
Gloating, this is not, if you voted for the guy that won, and you're real happy about it, gloating is not an attractive personality trait.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that can come with some arrogance as well.
You were right and you were wrong. I get it. So tone that down if you're doing that. It's not attractive.
Yeah.
It doesn't build community. But it's not grief-driven. I guess it's just ego, centric, I'm right and you're wrong. I don't know.
On the other end of the spectrum, I think there's a great deal of fear that is stirring.
Sure.
And arrogance provides a way to help feel in control of that fear.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad you're mentioning that.
That's good, Lauren.
Well,
And you know, again, we want to control what we don't feel like we can control. Right. Right.
And by saying, I know the way and this is it, that's saying, okay, I'm setting this in stone so I can provide some certainty for myself, even when I feel in reality it's very uncertain.
Right. Right. Okay, so I'm going to introduce one other thing. You guys have largely been pointing outward in so far. Yeah. And I totally agree with what you're saying.
Outward collectively.
Collectively, yeah. This is the damaging, this is what's destructive about arrogance. I want to point inward because I think I think that arrogance can block your ability to
take in new information.
So it can block the ability to continue to grow
totally
personally. And so in both cases, outward and inward, it's a problem in relationship, in authentic relationship,
starting with the relationship
yourself and with others. That makes sense?
Totally.
Yeah. And if we're seeing it in the collective, I mean, the collective is made up of each of our individuals' psyches. And so if we're seeing it in the collective, we've got to look at ourselves because we're contributing to that in some way.
Right.
Well, that's all we have control over is ourselves.
And again, you know, I think that there's been, and again, we don't do a whole lot of politics on this program, but again, we've all
God, lived. I miss Carla.
we've all lived through what we lived through. Yeah, well, you know, maybe
we did a few of those.
Just a few. We've all lived through what we've lived through, and you know, I think we've all been able to watch the media in action. And I won't name names, but there's a lot of arrogance out there. There was, and I even think after the results continues to be, you can see just a tremendous amount of and I'm talking some of the mainstream media outlets. I mean, there's just a lot of arrogance, so it blocks them from being able to see.
Well, and to reach.
It's hard
people.
To admit you're wrong, okay?
Yeah.
It just is. And so you come up with these excuses for why it didn't work out for your preferred outcome.
Yeah.
And self-examination is hard. Self-reflection that involves, you know, examining what you did and how that worked out for you.
Well, you know, and we got to go to break here, so I'm going to give you guys something to think about, and we'll come back in this next segment. But I want to start with, okay, well, you know, we've set the table here. How do I recognize this in myself? It's hard to recognize in myself this idea of arrogance, and we're gonna come back and talk about resentment. That also is acidic in our lives and our relationships with ourselves and others. So, but when we come back, how do we recognize within ourselves arrogance? So we'll start there when
Sounds
we come
good.
Back. Talking about the attitudes that really are destructive, that we really want to be aware of, both arrogance and resentment, talking about them today here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Dawn Issa Walker with LearningRx Report. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Report offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Report. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Report.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
I love it when Jay comes in and belts out, you know, his true feeling. Yeah,
yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
David, your bumper music is a cut above.
I'm having a lot of fun. Having a lot of fun creating.
Everybody needs to know David's writing this stuff and getting it produced, and it's really original and very well produced.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, especially like the one that mentions me.
Yeah, of course. No arrogance.
I'm not arrogant.
It took me a while to write that, Jay. I had to get all the I's dotted and the T's crossed.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
So we're talking about two psychological attitudes that are extremely destructive today, arrogance and resentment. So let's come back and finish up arrogance very quickly. Mm-hmm. What are strategies, guys, that we can use to be able to, practical strategies to be able to ask myself, is arrogance coming up in me?
How do you get to be that self-aware, David? Because arrogance is hard to get
into. It is.
You know, I think it's about surrounding yourself with people who will be honest with you.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Who will help you.
Oh, boy, I got one of those.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I mean, she's called me twice today to tell me a couple of things I needed to tweak.
I understand. You know, I think of the concept of Johari's window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think of, you know, and if folks, if you're not familiar with it, I won't spend a lot of time today. You can Google it, but there's a lot of stuff out there on the internet about it. But it's basically, there's things about myself that I know. There's things about myself that I don't know. Mm-hmm. There's things about myself that others know. There's things about myself that others don't know. So,
and you don't know.
And then I don't know. Nobody knows. It's the unknown. So, but there's how big it, so that forms a window, four panes of the window. Mm-hmm. The question is, how big is the pain, are the two panes that make up our blind spot and the unknown? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, the originators of Johari's window says that, you know, to be healthy, we want to open up what they call our arena as wide as we can. And they say the way to do that is to a combination of soliciting feedback from other people, people that I trust and people that I know are going to tell me the truth, and self-disclosure. So through the combination of self-disclosure and soliciting feedback, I can open up what they call my arena.
Yeah.
And according to Johari's window, the bigger your arena, the healthier you're living. So I think in a nutshell, I think that's the key.
I think another practice, if you do are aware that you have some arrogance, is, you know, to practice moving into the unknown. Moving into your uncertainty.
Yeah.
You know, in areas where you feel, well, this is the way.
Right.
How
right.
can you open more?
Right.
How can I surrender a little more or solicit, you know, or listen to other sides of what I believe to
be? Well, you can start by going to a good therapist.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I happen to know a couple. Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody need, you can call me and I can give you some names.
Look them up.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Well, so let's get into resentment because, again, resentment. Maybe I don't know if they're equally destructive, if one's a little bit more destructive than the other. I don't know that, and I don't want to get into the weeds there. But I can tell you this.
I think, interestingly enough, they're like the past and the future.
Mm.
almost. Okay. I think of arrogance as the future. Like, I know it all and I don't need to know anymore. I don't need to be open to the future.
Oh, that's good, Lauren.
So shut that
I
down.
Like that.
Whereas
I
resentment like that. Is the same. It's two sides of the same coin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so resentment is what the word actually says, resentment,
yep.
which is to feel again.
Again and again
so
and again.
So resentment yeah. is bringing the past into the present.
What am I carrying Ooh. Around?
Yeah.
Let
yeah.
me give you my
And arrogance is being shut out to the future.
Yeah.
Let me give you my definition.
Go.
Resentment is like drinking poison and hoping the other person dies.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how bad it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if there's a lot, how do I know? Well, if there's a lot of unresolved anger in your life,
mm-hmm.
if there is jealousy,
mm-hmm.
If you carry around a lot of past grievances mm-hmm. that don't feel like they're resolved, then there could be a resentment problem. What's the psychological impact of resentment?
You're closed off.
Yep.
You know, you can't forgive. You
yep.
can't if you can't forgive, you can't be forgiven, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep. So, you know, closed off, and if I'm closed off long enough, I guarantee you, we know this now because of the last 30 or 40 years of research, especially in mind-body, the mind-body connection. So we know that that level of resentment can lead to chronic stress.
Oh, yeah, which will kill you.
Can lead to health issues.
Yeah.
They could be heart. They could be blood pressure. They could be joints. They could manifest. It can manifest
yeah.
in a lot of different ways in different people.
Yeah.
Autoimmune.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a one-size-fits-all.
Right.
But, you know, the damage that can be done both emotionally and psychologically, as well as physically,
mm-hmm.
when you carry resentment.
You carry it in your body.
Yes, you do.
Your emotional, your mental, and physical bodies.
Yeah. And you know, people who have resentment, many of them are have experienced some type of trauma.
Sure. I mean, I think that's one of the main things that gets you stuck, because when you're in resentment, I like what Jay said, you know, you're closed off.
Yep.
But I would add to that and say you're not just closed off, but you're recycling the
same
story.
Old blame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hatred.
And you're completely closed off to who or what the person or situation is now, because you're so stuck in that loop.
Yep.
Of whatever it is, fear, hurt, blame, anger, shame.
It doesn't matter. It could be anything.
There's a book out. It's been out several years, but it's excellent. It's called The Body Keeps the Score.
Mm-hmm.
I think the guy's name is Dr. Bessel van der Kolk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an excellent book. It's an excellent read. If there were two books that, you know, I was going to recommend for someone, you know, to read, and these books are not about resentment, but they can be the result. One would be the what I just mentioned, Dr. Vanderkolk's
The
Body Keeps
yep.
the Score. The other one would be Bruce Lipton's book, The Biology of Belief.
Yes.
Because at the cellular level, I mean, he shows how at the very cellular level, our beliefs and attitudes are going to affect us right down to every single cell in the body. And he does a good job of illustrating how that happens because he's a cellular biologist
mm-hmm.
by profession. So, you know, the resentment thing, how do I begin to identify my resentments? How would I become, what are the strategies?
Do the fourth step.
Where I could be more aware. Okay,
yeah.
What is the fourth step?
So I'm big on 12 steps,
mm-hmm.
okay? The fourth step is make a searching and fearless moral inventory.
Okay.
Everything that you've done that you wish you hadn't done, but also a resentment list, a list
right.
of the people or the circumstances or the things even, like the phone company,
right.
that you have resentment against. And then very importantly, in making that list, try to think of what your part in that situation is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I'm kind of chuckling because, you know, if you're Catholic, and very few people around here are, it's about 7% of
it's
the
smallest,
population.
I think it's the second smallest diocese in the whole United States.
Yeah, so it's not a lot of people. Most people are not. But most people know a little something about Catholicism. One of the things that they do in Catholicism is one of the sacraments is reconciliation,
also known as confession.
Also known as going to confession, the old way. But anyway, you know, you're taught to do when you're going to go to reconciliation, you're taught and encouraged to do an examination of consciousness. Mm-hmm. And I'm chuckling because as I'm listening to you, Jay,
yeah.
I'm thinking that, okay, well, the fourth step
I wonder where Bill got that idea.
It's confession for all.
Well, he got the idea from Carl Jung, actually.
Right.
Who was a very spiritual, fellow.
And a lot, the 12 steps, a good part of them were formulated by Bill Wilson's correspondence and study of Carl Jung.
Mm-hmm.
And I said it the way you usually say it. Jung.
Forever Jung.
Yes. So there's the four steps. So you make the searching and fearless moral inventory and all of these and resentments. And the fifth step is confession.
Right.
Yeah. Admitting to another individual.
Right.
The exact nature of our wrongs and our resentments and our part in them.
Yep.
And then the sixth step is being willing to have whoever your higher power is relieve you.
Take it away.
Yeah.
Penance. Yeah.
And then even beyond that, the other step is go make amends unless it would do more damage.
Yeah, like if you robbed a bank, you know, you probably don't want to go. No, yeah. You make a list of persons we'd harmed and became willing to make amends to them all, except when to do so would injure them or others.
Right, exactly. So again,
and then you do it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that process,
it's
powerful.
If you really engage in it.
Yeah. You know, one other thing that, you know, we talk a lot about forgiveness, and, you know, we don't have time today to go into.
It's a whole nother show.
It's a whole nother
lifetime of work.
Yeah, it's a bunch of shows. But, you know, to dive into and to immerse yourself in, okay, well, what truly is forgiveness? Mm-hmm. That can be a very, very powerful process.
What are your motivations for, if you're dealing with another human being, what are your motivations? What do you expect from it?
Yep. Who are you?
Because
why are you doing it?
It's important that we transcend the old idea of forgiveness, which is, you know, that, I'm going to be the better person and I'm going to do it.
Yeah, it ain't about
forward.
That.
No,
not
it's
if
about,
you do it right.
That can get me back into the arrogance.
It's a doom.
Right.
Yeah, it's a doom loop.
Right.
Yeah.
So true forgiveness.
You doing it for you
right.
or are you doing it for, well, you are doing it for you.
Yeah.
In that you want to be cleansed
to
of.
To free yourself.
To free yourself
go.
Of.
And to be able to
exactly.
be present.
You're doing it better than me.
You know what's interesting?
What?
If you take resent and you add a P to it, you get to be present.
I like it.
Ooh.
Can I steal that?
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there you go. You already have.
Okay, here's
sure.
a dollar.
Talking about
we'll talk
resentment and arrogance today. Two very psychological, from a psychological point of view, two attitudes that are extremely acidic and destructive to self and others. We'll talk more coming back here on Strategies for Living. Stay here. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with Learning RX Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, Learning RX Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call Learning RX Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does Learning RX Shreveport.
And welcome back. Welcome back into 1017 FM, 710 Keel, and Strategies for Living with Lauren Leon McMillan and Jay Merle. I'm David McMillan. Glad you're here with us. We're talking about two very destructive attitudes today, according to psychology. They are arrogance and resentment. Okay, so let me ask both of you. Arrogance and resentment, do these two feed off each other?
Sure.
Are they related? Is there a relationship in between arrogance and resentment? Do they feed off one another?
Is this a rhetorical question?
Kinda.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I mean,
Warren,
yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think it goes off of what I said earlier in the show. I think they're two sides of the same coin, and yeah, I do think that they could certainly feed off of each other, because, you know, when you get stuck in that loop of resentment, you can become arrogant. And saying that, well, there's nothing else beyond this.
All right. So what you're saying, what I'm hearing you say then, is that they reinforce each other.
Yes, definitely.
There's a reinforcement that goes on between mm-hmm. arrogance and resentment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe even amplification.
So maybe not
100%
of the time, but often they you know, they are related.
How many arrogant people are prideful?
Yeah.
Okay. So pride. So pride, you know. If you go by Dante's Inferno, pride is the most deadly sin.
Yep.
And why is that? Well, people that are prideful aren't terribly teachable, right?
Yeah, they're closed. Right. They're closed off.
Closed off, which is what Lauren said earlier.
Right.
And so if I'm closed off, I'm not going to be able to take any new information in, so I'm just going to stew in my resentment. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm full of it.
I'm full of what?
you're full of it. And
I know.
You can't add anything else in there.
Yeah,
if
I'm
you're
it.
Full.
I can't believe you told him that.
Truth hurts.
Not only can I not
believe
you. I'm self-aware. Not only can I not believe that you just told him that, I can't believe his response and reaction. He's not resentful or arrogant.
No.
Right, no, because he's healthy and he's growing.
It shows how, you know, shows the growth.
I'm open.
I love it.
The water flows through. It's not stagnant.
I love
That's
it.
That's important.
I love it. So do people use arrogance and resentment as a defense mechanism?
Absolutely. I knew what you were going
to say. You knew I was going to ask that.
It is a defense mechanism.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a block.
The hardest thing, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys have been doing this longer than me. Examination of self for self is hard and it's scary.
Yeah.
Can be.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I really want to go do that with you, but in that room where we're talking about me, because I might find out something I just don't want to explore.
Yeah. Right. Or I don't like, or I didn't know about. Yeah. I shoved it down for a reason.
When we use a term like defense mechanism, we could also call it coping mechanism.
Sure. Right.
How do we define that? What is a defense mechanism or a coping mechanism? And why is it important for us to know them?
I'm going to come at it from a parts angle.
Okay.
Okay. We all have different parts in us.
Yep.
And so this defensive part, it's protective.
Right.
It's trying to protect a more vulnerable piece of you.
Right.
And so, you know, a lot of times we come at a defense mechanism and say, oh, we need to get rid of that.
Right.
We need to make it go away. We need to stop doing that. But often what that does is just makes it worse.
Right.
Right. And so the point is to recognize that, oh, I have become arrogant in response to a deep fear that I truly don't know what's going on.
Hmm.
Or I've become arrogant as a response to a fear that I can't control what's going on
right.
in this particular incident.
Right.
And so, see, by looking at it that way, we can see that arrogance is a protector, and it loves you.
Yeah.
It's a part that really is trying to help you.
Right.
And so it's about being able to bring that in and say, okay, there are some times in life where using that arrogance to a certain level can help you.
You're reminded me as I'm listening to you, Lauren, you're reminded me and taking me back, some 30 some odd years or more back in graduate school, mm-hmm. and a very wise professor. The course was abnormal psychology. And this professor was talking to us. We had talked about Sigmund Freud identified a handful of, and he's the one that came up with the label defense mechanisms. Mm-hmm. And so he identified a number of them that he was aware of. And of course, we've built upon those. But she was saying, and she said, okay, well now as young therapist, you're armed now with the knowledge of these defense mechanisms. And she said, a lot of you will want to go out now and jerk them away from people when you can identify. And she mm-hmm. said, be very, very cautious as you do that. Because she said, and it's one of the best definitions or best ideas, I think, that she could have given us. She said, defense mechanisms are kind of like those life preservers on the big ships, those big round life preservers that if somebody's fallen into the water and they're drowning, you throw them out. You throw out the life ring, and they save their lives. Mm-hmm. And she said, they keep them afloat mm-hmm. and keep them from drowning.
Right.
And she said, you would never go out and jerk that away from somebody if it's saving their lives. And that was a very wise thing to teach in addition to the ability to identify, well, these are common defense or coping mechanisms. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I think it's a beautiful analogy, too, because it brings in the idea that, okay, you have to teach them the basics of swimming before you can take the life preserver away.
Yeah. You're so smart. I thought that a second before you said it.
Well, there you are.
No, really, I did. I mean, yeah. So let's teach you how to swim so you don't need to employ that not terribly healthy defense mechanism.
Right.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Yeah. How does our society and our culture today kind of, influence both these things, these psychological aspects that, psychology says these are destructive, mm-hmm. arrogance and defensiveness. How does our cultural and social environment, really fuel resentment and arrogance today?
Have you been through the past few weeks?
Yeah, well,
on the world stage.
We've all lived through them, yeah. But
I think additionally some degree of social media might have some impact on that as well.
Yeah.
It's there in front of you immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah, instant gratification.
Well, and the fact that I have to put on a face or I have to perform or it's not safe to reveal that maybe I don't know the answers.
Maybe we just ought to take a breath, back off, and probably pause before you react.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
That might help.
Maybe so. We're talking resentment and we're talking arrogance. From a psychological point of view, two very, very destructive attitudes that we want to tune into. And it's easy to tune into them in others. Not so easy. It's possible, but not so easy to tune into them in ourselves. And that's the point. Talking about that today here on Strategies for Living. We've got more. We'll be right back. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference.
Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Lauren Leon McMillan and Jay Merle, David McMillan. Have you gotten over to Fertitta's and made amends with Agatha?
I shall not tell.
Got you a Muffy. Okay. Well, you're gonna have to
get. Please give Agatha. Tell her I'm coming.
You just did.
Coming, Agatha.
You just did. Get over there and get you some of the Godfather alligator Italian sausage. Everything going well up on the roof?
It is. I think I told you maybe off air, you know, our commercial business is thriving. I'm as busy as I want to be. Just got a call from my buddy Todd Faulkner over in Ruston, who runs our Ruston office. He got a roof today, a residential roof.
Fantastic.
So we're building roofs.
I love it.
And call us, Roof. 226-7663.
226-ROOF.
Yeah, that's it. Call us. And we got a really good core group now. So most important quality is quality control.
If you have any issue, or you know, Pintail will come and for free.
Yeah,
give you
we
an
will.
Assessment.
We give you an inspection.
Yep, and tell you what's going on.
You're keep happy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Chicken
yeah.
fly high. Chicken fly low. You poke chicken don't fly no more.
That's it.
You got a leak on your roof. We'll come see if we can fix it. Keep happy.
There you go. There you go. Well, Lauren, Jay, always a pleasure to be here on Strategies for Living with both of you.
Of course.
You keep me going.
Likewise.
You know.
Likewise, David.
Thank you, folks. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you being with us on Strategies, because you're the reason we do this, and our sponsors make it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, for Jay Merle, I'm David McMillan. See you next time, right here on Strategies for Living.